promoted. Congratulations also. Let me congratulate from the committee side to say that I don't think we could have, as president, could have made a mistake. It was the right choice, the right man for the right job. And we, as from this committee, we want to submit our full cooperation. And we know that we will work together, as you know, the workings and understandings of Parliament, specifically as of committees, because you come out of there. And before I give you a chance to greet the committee, I would just like some order in this committee and people to quiet down. So I think most of the members have just come out of the memorial service of the late Comrade Alina Rantsoelase. So members, for 2 minutes, just grab something to eat and something to drink, and then we can settle down, because I see everybody is looking that side instead of looking at me. So let me ease you and just grab something to eat quickly. Then we come back. We'll have a foreword by the Deputy Minister. And then the department will take us through the Geoscience Amendment Bill. They've given me a pack here, so it's the responses. It's the questions, the responses of the questions that were asked last week. So if you can just pass it on. But in the meantime, grab something there. And we come back and we will have a late... That's the question. That's the responses to the questions that were asked.
So down now. The easiest you can get any person quiet is that they are quiet. Two of them, please. See, they're quiet, so. Deputy Minister.
Honourable Chair and honourable members, thank you very much for inviting us to participate in your very important committee. I see some members that were with us in the National Assembly now and across the floor to the NCOP, and I hope that you are enjoying it there as well. And yeah, to the upper house, the House of Lords. Let me also thank you very much, Chair, for the kind words and of encouragement and all the messages I received from colleagues, comrades, and friends. Obviously, there's a normal task. We had to keep the road running after the president and the organization made it. This morning, we also had a very important engagement with the Portfolio Committee. On the renewal of the charter, a matter that is very exciting in terms of the direction in which the country is still going into with transformation. Like the Chair, I wouldn't want to take it for granted that we know each other. My name is Godfrey Oliphant. I'm from the Northern Cape. I've been here in Parliament for, I think, since 94. So part of our duties are a continuation of what we did before. And we find it very challenging to be on this side. But we also look forward to be working with you closely. Thanks for extending that cooperation to us. I'm here with some officials who will introduce themselves. You must also know that I'm still learning the ropes, so I don't even want to take to introduce officials. I might say things that they don't want me to say. So it's better if we allow them, Chair, to do that. And also, after that, maybe the CEO can take us through the presentation about the issues that are raised and the questions that you've raised. Obviously, the matter we're dealing with is a matter that we are aware of as well from the National Assembly that was sent for concurrence to the NCOP. So if you allow, we'll just ask them to do the introductions and maybe go straight into the issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you, TM. Chairperson, honorable members, Andre Andreas is my name from the Department of Mineral Resources.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Deputy Minister. My name is TV De Ramunja. I'm the CEO of the Council for Geoscience.
Thank you, Chairperson and Deputy Minister. My name is Patuani Ramagwede from the Council for Geoscience.
My name is Sisa Makabeni. I'm a state law advisor from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor.
Thank you, Deputy Minister and officials. I think some of the members were not here the last week when we've met CEO. So let them introduce themselves, because I see some of them are looking at you. But also let me reiterate, or let me thank the CEO for, because I know you had a board meeting today, but for making time to be here and do this this task yourself. Thank you very much, CEO, for that, the availability that you have put into in being here in Cape Town. Let me start from my left, and the gentleman with the red tie.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Jomo Nyambi from Mpumalanga Province, member of this committee.
Bafunani Aaron Mguni from the Free State.
Matsoko Dikhali Limpopo Province.
Beth Abrams, Gauteng.
Oh, please, KZN.
Los Matang, Committee Research.
Ajabulile, Committee Secretary.
A gentleman sitting there with a pink shirt. What's your name?
Zandile Ngokwano from PMG.
And another one has walked into the room. We want to know who we're talking to, or who's in our midst, so that tomorrow, if we read in the newspaper and a reliable source says, then we know who is this reliable source. Give us your name, please. Honourable members, we have received some responses from our questions that we've asked the last week. That we've asked last week, we were taken on board by the CEO and the DDG in terms of the bill. So I hope you went through these questions, or if you haven't been through, I think most of these questions that we've received today, or responses, has been covered. Am I right, Honourable Lees? Let us give it to the CEO to take us through the questions while we answer.
Thank you, Chairperson. The first concern which was raised there is the whole issue around the position of the Council for Geoscience becoming a watchdog over the reviewing of the geotechnical reports, because the whole idea behind the Act is for geotechnical experts to do the work and then submit it to the Council for Geoscience for reviewing. I don't think it is the intention of the bill to create a situation whereby the Council for Geoscience is a watchdog. I think all what we are doing is we're just providing additional protection for the infrastructure. We've seen that the current situation, it doesn't work at all. If it was really working, honorable members, we would not be having Kudzo. Kudzo would not be, the country now is going to spend over 2 billion rand just to relocate parts of Kudzo. We would not be having problems which we're having in Ekurhuleni. Some of the townships there, there are serious problems. Last time when we were here, I talked about Cornwall Hills. would not be having those problems where people put their investments, serious money, and then their investment just goes down the drain. We're just providing additional protection. The other one is the exclusion of representation of professional and academic expertise by dropping the right of Geological Society of South Africa to nominate candidate to the board. Section 4.2 makes provision for the minister to appoint a person with appropriate expertise or skills. It can therefore be used to appoint a representative of the Geological Society of South Africa or any other member of the geoscience fraternity. I think that is how it was considered. The next issue is concern over lack of skills, capacity, and budget necessary for the council to achieve the objectives of the bill. If you look at the whole issue of skills, yes, skills is always a challenge. But as managers, we are supposed to manage that challenge. And we have been managing it very well for many, many years. The organization has been in existence for close to 100 years. Even now, we have got challenges in terms of skills. We train people, young people, they leave, but it's part of our responsibilities. And we see this as a challenge, and we can handle it. I mean, if you talk about the Council for Geoscience Funds, I always say we are almost like we are among the top science institutions in the world. That is given. We can compete with the best. And why is it like this? It's because we have managed to manage this environment, a very delicate environment. We go out and tender against the British Geological Survey, the French Geological Survey. We compete against them. In fact, on the continent, we are probably the best. We have the skills and we can manage that. And it is rooted in the organization. We are sure that we can handle it. And the whole issue of budget, this bill was presented to cabinet, and we will engage National Treasurer. They are aware of it. We will have to discuss the whole issue with them. When it comes to nomination criteria, criteria of the board does not address the issue of relevant skills and expertise. I've already addressed that one. But also what is important is that we have got to realize that the board does not necessarily have to comprise only of geologists. A board can have it needs all kinds of skills in it, you know. And what is important is that the board has got a technical committee which comprises technical people. And that is a technical committee which advises the board. You can nominate as many people there, we can appoint as many people there, and they are doing it now. The board has appointed people who are not necessarily on the board itself, people with various skills. They sit on the committee. Tomorrow, there's a meeting of the technical committee. It comprises of people who are not on the board itself. There are people who the board said, look, these people have got skills there. Then they brought them in, and then they advised the board accordingly. And also, the board can also use the expertise within the organization. So that should not be a problem, honorable members. The other issue is a need for a representative from the geotechnical fraternity on the board. I think I've already addressed it, that the minister can appoint people of relevant expertise to sit on the board. Okay. The next one is concern over breach of confidentiality, a need to define the extent to which information can be made available, possibility of conflict within the copyright. The confidentiality of information is already addressed in the current CGS Act. Section 6.2 of the Principal Act. And further, it makes provision for, I mean, this current act makes provision for aggrieved people to appeal against any administrative act decision of the city. And so there will be an appeal committee which will be appointed by the board. And if anybody is aggrieved by the administrative processes of the CTF, they can appeal through that committee. The other issue here is concern over a blanket mandate given to CTF, and this will not be able to effectively carry out the mandate as envisaged in the bill. Effective evaluation of geotechnical engineering reports with complex engineering designs already defined in guidelines and codes of good practice published by professional bodies. Our view is that the existing policies have proven not to be sufficient and therefore necessitated government intervention. The issue of capacity and skills in the CTF will be addressed so as to enable the organization to carry out its mandate. And the whole issue of saying that the reports are complex, the people we have employed are engineers. They are qualified engineers. They are even registered with professional bodies. So they have got actually their career at stake here. They are practicing engineers. They are practicing geologists. So they will be. They are not just people who are not qualified. The people who will be reviewing this report. The other issue is the bill must make provision for procurement of adequate funding for the council to achieve the objective set in the bill. I've already stated that the bill has gone through cabinet and the financial implications of the bill were presented to cabinet, and the National Treasury is aware of this bill. We will engage them further on this matter. The other one is concern over the capacity of the council if it is to review all geotechnical reports. I've touched it briefly that, you know, capacity is always a challenge, but it is the responsibility of management to ensure that such capacity is addressed. And we are currently doing it very well. I don't see what will change in terms of this. We will plan. I was even talking to some of our scientists actually yesterday and saying now we must start planning, sitting together with universities to see how we can train young scientists. The way we look at it, every year we will put through scientists who will be focusing on engineering geology, who will be trained in this area, or are even in discussion with MQA, which will probably agree to fund a two-year internship program whereby we can train young scientists. The trick here is to ensure that you have got a flow of young scientists coming into the organization continuously, because it's not easy for us to attract people from outside. But we can do it, we can manage it, and we're doing it, I think, very well. The other issue is unfair competition, and this creates the CTS to be a judge and jury. The council must also concentrate on pre-feasibility investigations and mapping of fame. Well, I don't think we are going to be the judge and the jury. If you look at the geotechnical work we're looking at, we're going to look at doing regional geotechnical investigations, whereby we will look at the risk from a regional point of view, with the purpose of advising municipalities. Okay, we will allow consultants to do site-specific studies. We are not going to do that, but those site-specific studies will be reviewed by the Council for Geoscience. So we are not a player in a referee at all. We are saying that we'll continue to do research, because if we don't do research, then we can't build capacity, which is very critical, not only in terms of providing day-to-day services, but also in terms of training future engineering geologists for the country. If you look outside there and look at the consultants which are operating out there, some of them came from the Council for Geoscience. So the Council for Geoscience is actually a platform of training future engineering geologists. So if we allow the Council for Geoscience to do regional research, we don't compete. We won't go and put the tender at the municipality and say we want to do a geotech investigation for the RDP houses. No, we're not going to do that. But we'll do research to give advice to municipalities when they plan. Say, look, this area is high-risk area. Perhaps here you can use the area for sports grounds. This area is good. You can build the infrastructure of this kind or whatever. But we are not going to do site-specific investigations. Those site-specific investigations, we will be reviewing them. So we are not going to be a player in the ref. I think that is the answer.
Thank you, CEO. Honourable members, are there still more questions for clarity or answers that you want to put? Honourable Lees?
Chairman, I hear what the CEO is saying, and it is good. When you say you're not going to do, for instance, the site-specific studies, are you prevented from doing it, or are you just simply a policy decision not to do it? What I'm saying is, as I understand it, you could do it if you decided that was what you wanted to do in terms of the bill, or perhaps I'm wrong. Does the bill prevent you from doing those site-specific studies and then becoming the ref and the player then, and also being the ref? And the budget constraint, whilst it's not a good reason to reject the bill, I mean, it's a very, very real one, and I hope that you'll be successful with getting the very tight fingers of Treasury to release, I think it was $80 million you had in the figures last week. And then the board appointment, it is, what you're saying is absolutely true, but the problem that we have with that is that it becomes a ministerial appointment rather than an appointment by the relevant professional organization. And that's the difficulty we have. But, I mean, there's nothing more you can say about that. You've explained it, and I agree that's the way it reads, and I don't, you know, but it is still a problem to us. But I'd really, just on that site-specific, is there anything to stop you going into competition?
Are there any more questions, members? Geologist? Nothing. The geologists are satisfied, Deputy Minister. So Deputy Minister?
No, let me thank the CEO for giving that clarity as well, and I think he'll continue to respond to the questions that you're raising. But I think we must just deal with this question that is not only coming out now here about the appointment prerogative by the Minister in the board. I think we must have confidence in the process. That's all I will try and request, because this matter is also informed by our experience. In my previous life, I've also been dealing very extensively with board professional counsels in this instance. And the issue of a person sent by a professional counsel to think that he or she is representing that counsel in that board has become also a problem. So I want just to say that the person that is appointed may, as the CEO said, be appointed from the same council, but the minister must do that. So that is not a representative of the council in the board to deal with sectional interest issues. It's a board member who has got fiduciary responsibilities to deal with issues of the board in total. But the expertise issue that you are raising, we are taking very seriously. I just thought I should just deal with that aspect. The other aspects, I think I should leave the CEO to deal with and so on. Thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
Thank you, Deputy Ministers. We have just been joined, Deputy Minister, by also a member, so I would just like him to introduce himself.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry that I'm late. I was somewhere with my car in the traffic. Welcome, Deputy Minister. I'm John Gunda from the Northern Cape, member of the subcommittee.
The Deputy Minister was here before you, so you can't welcome the Deputy Minister, Honourable Gunda. But thanks for doing that, Honourable Gunda. CEO.
Well, there is no specific clause which says that we'll be prohibited from doing that. Because I think, you know, sometimes these things, they are gray areas. And it will be very difficult to say, okay, here is a line. But I can't see us reviewing documents and going to do the work. It don't happen. That's why we will not do it. We're not going to do that. And also, if you look at the current bill, the existing bill, okay, MPRDA, okay, it actually provides for the Council for Geoscience to do specific investigations, whereby the minister may basically instruct the Council for Geoscience to do particular investigations. So it's not something new, per se. If the minister feels that there are certain areas whereby we need to do a detailed work, the minister can do that. So the Act provides for that. But I honestly think that there's no way that the Council for Geoscience can review and also do the work. No, it can't.
Honorable Lisa, are you satisfied? Yes. Okay, we'll take the yes part. We'll leave the no part. Honorable members, any other questions? Honorable Gunda, you're happy? Good. Members, we have to now, we've got the briefing. I don't think we'll have to, we did the deliberations on the bill. We now just have to pass the bill in the committee for it to be passed in the chamber on the 16th of November. Deputy Minister, we're going to, is the plenary on the 16th, Java? 16th of November. Honorable Gunnar, it's on the program for the 16th. Yeah, the 16th, next week Tuesday, we will have to pass the bill then in the plenary. Instead of going clause by clause through the B bill, can I put it to the committee that from page 1 up until page 18 that the committee accepts the bill? Or do you want me to go clause by clause, page by page, or?
You've been here since 94. I've only been here since last year. and then we need to just record our difficulty with the certain aspects of the bill. I mean, the principle of the bill is entirely in order, but we do, as I've explained to you, have some difficulties.
Honourable Nguri?
Chairman, I propose adoption of the bill.
Page 1 to page 18, so I don't have to go close by
yes,
close.
Yes, yes.
Second, that's Honourable Dikhali. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the proposal of the bill.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Lees, your difficulties for those who are not supporting? Can I put it that way? Those who are not supporting, can we just get your recordings?
Chairman, for the record, we have, despite the good explanation from the CEO, we do have a problem with the appointment, sorry, from the Deputy Minister as well, in terms of the appointments of the board members. The lack of clear restriction to not participate in activities such as site-specific studies, and we are concerned, and I think we all are, I think we can all agree that we are concerned that the budget requirements need to be met for it to be effective. But that's not a reason to object to the bill. That's just a concern.
Honorable Naomi?
I don't want to be in your shoes, Chairperson. I'm a little bit lost. Maybe if you can allow Honorable Liz to clarify, because it's not an objection, it's a point of concern. So how do we deal with that? so that we can be very clear as a committee. Once we are dealing with it next week, we are very clear. Because my interpretation of what he's saying might be different to any other person who's part of this committee meeting.
Let me start off before Honourable Lee explains to that. It is a Section 75 bill, so we don't vote for it in terms of provinces, but we vote for it in terms of parties. So he's raised an objection in terms of the DA. So, and as the ANC in this room now, we are the majority at the moment. So we overrule the DA in that respect, so we accept the bill as is. And we'll record his objections. Although he said it's not objections, so a concern. Honourable Nyambi?
Yeah. Sorry, Chair, to delay. That is why I was raising it. I think you are, how can I put it, not capturing exactly what he's saying, because he's not objecting. It's saying it's raising a concern, not an objection, not unless I'm doing the very same thing.
Chairman, let me use the word that we object then, if that's what is required, to the appointment of the board members, the proposed method of appointment, as well as to the lack of a restriction on the extent of the work that can be taken on by the CGS. Thank you very much.
If I understand Honourable Nyambi correct, you object to 2 points, but do you accept the bill in principle or do you object to the bill in principle? Do you accept the bill in principle? Then that's fine then. Honourable Nyambi, is that fine with you?
No, it's fine with me, yes.
Committee report should read then that the committee accepts the bill in principle.
I've been assisting the one who's taking the minutes of this proceeding.
Okay. Now let me read the report. Report of the Select Committee on Economic Development on the Geosciences Amendment Bill, B12-2010. Excuse me. National Assembly, Section 75, dated 10 November 2010. The Select Committee on Economic Development, having considered and examined the Geosciences Amendment Bill, B12-2010, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75, recommends that the bill be adopted without proposed amendments. There's no amendments. This committee has not put down any amendments, so that is correct. Am I right? Good. So, report to be considered, so I can sign. Honourable Nyambi?
It's in order for Honourable Kunda to come late and enjoy our food before we can enjoy it.
I think let's give him the liberty as he has joined the DA. The DA, I don't know if they've got food there or anything, but let's give him the liberty. Deputy Minister, is a parting word from yours before we close, from your side?
No, Chair, we're always encouraged by the enrichment of members in particularly these laws that we're passing. Obviously, you've got a bigger challenge to of oversight. The issues that you are raising, objecting, to say that, to check us in terms of our what we say here, if we are going to really do the site-specific issues unless requested specifically for a reason by the minister to do such a thing. I think that's all we can say, but thank you very much, and thanks to the team, and long live the chair.
Thank you, Deputy Minister, CEO.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I've got nothing to say. Thanks.
Honourable
Lee? Chairman, may I take this opportunity, which I failed to do, to also congratulate the Deputy Minister on his appointment and look forward to working with him. You'll find that this committee does have differences, as we have had this afternoon, but we deal with them in a very amiable way. So I look forward to continuing that relationship with you. But also thanks to CGS, sorry, my apologies, I'll get it right, for coming again today. And I actually look forward to visiting you guys. Last week you invited us, and I really think that we'd love to take them up on that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, it should be included into our year program for next year. Honourable members, that we go and spend the day at the Geosciences Centre. Deputy Minister, they've invited us. They said that they will speak to the Ministry to provide the other logistics, refreshments and all that. So, Honourable Gunda?
No, Chair. Just one remark. The last time when they were there in the room 515, I make a joke. When I looked through them, I said, "Hey, it's only men. There's no woman in a senior position." So I hope when we meet them next year, there's those that bring beauty to the world among them. Because if they are not there, there's no beauty in the department. Thank you, Chair.
Deputy Minister?
We accept the criticism. You love women. On a lighter note as well. But I think also on a lighter note, you must not be deceived by looks. We can make choices as well in terms of the Constitution. But your point is made.
Well, Honourable Gunda, we are taking the, not like your national leader who doesn't want women in a cabinet until Patricia Dalila is forced to be in a cabinet. We take that, and I hope that the council takes note of that so that we go up there, because there are competent women who are geologists and geoscientists and all that, so that they employ them and get them on board, so that when we go there, we don't have to hammer them on the same issue. With that in mind, I want to thank the CGS, CEO and her staff, Mr. Andreas from the department, Deputy Minister, the State Law Advisor. Thank you very much. We will deal with this bill on the 16th of November, and then it will go for assent. It will go back then to the National Assembly, but we have not made any amendments to it, so it will go straight for assent to the President. But be as it may, if we don't see you guys again, have a festive season, and don't overdo it, just do it over. Take one day at a time and do it over. Whatever you're going to do, it's not going to get finished. You know, I'm always saying, if you drink, the wine will never get finished. So if you take one sip a day, Honorable Gunda, that's fine. Just go one sip a day. I don't want to qualify the other things that you will be doing. But don't overdo it, just do it over. Just for the committee, 2 minutes behind, Deputy Minister, the department, and yourself, and I excuse. And thank you very much.